yields are a little changed as investors await inflation data. This week, we have a slew of data coming in. We got consumer inflation, we got producer inflation, and then also to couple that off, we have oil prices now above $82 a barrel. So this isn't good for mortgage rates. The inflation news, I'm going to cover that as well, because if you're watching this video, hopefully you're a realtor, maybe you're a first-time home buyer, or maybe you bought the house and dated the rate and you're trying to figure out where's mortgage rates going to go from here. So my goal is to help explain to you guys by the end of this show, I'm going to explain to you guys exactly what's going to go on with these. And the most important thing is the whys behind it. So without further ado, folks, as a mortgage advisor, I like to start each day when I come in right through here. So here's who I am, folks. My name is Dan Freer. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. And if you need some help at the end of this video, I'd love to help you out if you're trying to get pre-approved or maybe trying to refinance. But each day I come in and I explain to you guys what's going on in the market. So today, all you have to understand is that number right up through there. Today we got green. Green means good. That means mortgage rates are going to come down. One isn't really going to do anything. We need about 10 points or more in one direction or the other to really move rates. So we'll come back to this at the end of this video. What I do is I'll go through all the news for you. And I want you to watch two things if you're trying to track mortgage rates. I want you to track oil because oil is a huge part of these things. And you saw that drop just now. And then we're also going to talk Federal Reserve. We're going to talk inflation. And we're going to talk jobs reports. So without further ado, let's get over to this. Here's what the markets look at. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at to figure out where mortgage rates and interest rates are going to go. Okay, the Federal Reserve controls that rate over through there. It's called the federal funds rate. That's just if one bank needs money, they can go to another bank and get it lent to them at that rate. No, they don't give it to us at that rate. But this is the rate the Federal Reserve controls. So here's how the banks look at it. They're like, well, if the Fed's going to increase rates on us, well, we'll just increase rates on the consumer. So that's basically how it works. Fed increases rates, and then the banks increase rates, and then it hits all of us. So here's the things they watch. The biggest thing is they watch inflation, and they watch the jobs numbers. We got kind of a beat on jobs numbers that last week. It was a pretty dismal number. They were expecting about 80,000 jobs to be created. There's a negative 20,000. So that's not good. So we're going to look at some ADP numbers today to see how the jobs report number looks. And then they look at inflation. They look at the PCE. What we're getting this week is we're getting two things that you and I focus in on. Consumer inflation, that's the CPI. And then producer inflation, that's the PPI. So let's see where these things are taking us. So right now, here's what we have on the economic calendar for this week. So Tuesday, we have ADP payroll numbers. Now, I used to really hate these numbers because they weren't very good, but they changed their algorithms and now they're pretty good. So here's what we're looking at. ADP job changes for the week. How many jobs were added? Well, 14,000 jobs last time, 11,000 jobs this time. We need the market to have about 100,000 jobs a month to kind of keep net neutral. This isn't keeping pace. Then you see weekly changes. So let's get over to see right through here. Let's see how these numbers are looking. So if you look at this, this was pretty bad numbers. You look back in history. Okay, in July, we went from 15 to 16 it was. And previously, it was 19, 20. Whoa, that's going in a bad direction. Let's get a little more data. So last couple months ago, we were about 40,000 jobs created. And now we're at 15,000 jobs. That's not a good trajectory right through there. So that's one concern that the Federal Reserve is going to have. So the next piece of the puzzle is let's go down through here. Here's the other information we're going to get the rest of the week. So on Wednesday, we're going to get that number, the CPI. Remember I said CPI means consumer inflation. Well, you're going to get four numbers that day. Okay, some of them are going to say core in the front, and then some are going to say MOM. So what this is core CPI MOM, and this is core CPI YOY, year over year. Core means they take out, just think out, they take out gas prices. That's the most logical way to look at this. So if they take out your gas prices and your energy prices out of your inflationary numbers, where would that put you? I know food prices and things are up, but this is what they're saying. They're saying the last reading was zero. It's supposed to go up about 0.2. Okay, remember I was saying back when inflation was at zero? This is what I was saying. Inflation was at zero. Okay, then year over year, here's the number. They're saying it was from 2.6 is going to go down to 2.5. I honestly don't know where these are going to go because the oil is all over the map, and that's the real culprit here. Then you're going to get CPI year over year. Now, this includes the gas prices and the energy prices. So month over month, they're going to say it went from negative 0.4. Remember, I said it was negative, so there's my proof. it's going to go up to 0.1. That's a 0.5% increase. That's a pretty massive move in a month. Year over year, it's going to go from 3.5 to 3.4. So we're going to see how this goes in. This could be a huge market mover tomorrow if it deviates dramatically from this. Then on Thursday, here's what we're going to get. Continued jobless claims and initial claims. This is seeing how many people are getting let go, but are they being able to be absorbed into the market? So we want to make sure this continued jobless claims, last time it came in at over 1.8 million. That's the high point for right now. We're hoping it comes in a little less than that, or at least at point, because we don't want this thing to grow. Well, if this thing starts to grow, well, maybe then the Federal Reserve is going to look at this and say, okay, inflation may be being under control. And then we have the jobs market maybe starting to crack. So on Thursday, we're going to get consumer inflation, but we're also going to get a read on the employment numbers. So Thursday is going to be a huge day. And then on Friday, we're going to get retail sales and some other things. But between Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to get all the inflationary numbers that we need. Let's get over to see what the markets are doing right now. So if oil is up to $82 a barrel, I said if this goes over $80 a barrel, it's going to really start freaking out the market and pushing up inflation pressures, because I'm still flabbergasted that the oil prices aren't back up to $100, $120 a barrel with the Strait of Hormuz in the conflicts that we're in right there. So I'm going to say, based on this, and we do have earnings reports out today, but let's see how the markets are doing. Got the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P up once again. And the reason there is it's earnings. Earnings reports are just killing it. I think they said the S&P right now, the average company, is their earnings are exceeding by like 30%. Maybe if they're exceeding their earnings, maybe they should cut prices a little bit. And I'm also going to have a special coming up about tariffs. Are tariffs really the thing propping up stock prices as well? Kind of an interesting topic I got coming up. But if you see behind my head, we got a lot of stocks right now, earnings per share coming out, and they're just blown away the numbers. So that's what's really happening with the stock market right now. If you go over to the Federal Reserve, so what are they going to do now in 36 days? Let's go over to what I'm advising my clients, and then we'll come over to this, and we'll see if it kind of compromises. So if you're working with me right now, if you get a contract, house under contract, we're going to lock you in right now. Because if oil prices go from the 82 that they're at to a 90 to $100 a barrel, rates are going to shoot up 7%. And I don't really want you stuck with that, because then your payment's probably going to go up 100, maybe 200 bucks. So let's lock you in now. But if you need pre-approved, I'll give you my information in a second. But I want to talk to those out there that are looking to buy down the road, or maybe you're looking to build. Watch two things. Okay, watch oil, because oil's going to really control everything in the short term until the Iranian conflict's over. The other thing is, subscribe to my channel. Watch me every day. First 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the most interesting news of the day that's affecting rates, what the bond market's doing, my expectations for rates for that day, the week, and then I'm going to give you my forecast and give you some tools that you can use as well. So if you're watching this and you're looking to build or buy, watch oil, because this Iranian conflict's eventually going to be over, but the longer it lasts, the longer the rates are going to stay higher, or even maybe go higher from here. So check out my channel each day. Be careful right now. But if you're a homeowner right now, and you basically, let's say you married the house and dated the rate, what could you do? Or maybe you're out there and you're watching me, you're saying, okay, Dan, I'm trying to get pre-approved. I need some quotes. What do I do? Thanks for your help. Well, here's what I do. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this: it's one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to 30, almost 40 different lenders. And here's why. Here's what you're trying to do. You're watching the video, and then when you're done, you'll go online, you'll go to a credit union, and then a bank, and then your bank, and then LendingTree.com. All these places are going to pull your credit and ruin your credit. Then they're going to give you quotes back. Some are even going to turn you down. And then you're sitting there saying, now what do I do? Well, let me give you some tools. Go to resources right through here. You're going to have some tools right through here. Calculators. We got everything you need right here. So what you're going to do is find, if you're looking to buy or refinance, it's all right through there. We can consolidate it into this site. If you're a homeowner, you want me to monitor your rates for you, your payments, some equity positions, put your mortgage information right in through here. It's called Rate Watch, where we don't sell the data. I'm going to track the rates for you. I'll even track payments. If you're like, Dan, if my payment goes down 200 bucks, 300 bucks, 500 bucks, call me, reach out to me. We'll do that. Again, we don't sell the data. You already got some rate quotes and you're like, now what do I do? Upload it right through here. Remember, I'm licensed in all 50 states. I'm set up with almost 40 different lenders. We're going to make sure we get you approved. Then we're going to shop your rates and fees with all those lenders. So check that out. So let's get back over to what is the Federal Reserve? supposed to do in 36 days? It's probably all over the map, but it might change by Friday. So here's a snapshot of the day. There's a 51% chance the Federal Reserve is going to keep rates where they are right now. There is almost a 50% chance they're going to raise rates at the next meeting. But remember, before the last meeting, there was a 67% chance they were going to raise rates at the last meeting, and they didn't. So now they're then when we hit into 2027, well, now it's kind of the middle of 2027. They're looking for rate increases, and then at the end of 2027, they're going to decrease rates. This is all over the map. Here's what I'm saying. They're not going to do anything at the next meeting. By October, we're going to have a slew of data coming in, and these numbers are going to change dramatically from here. I'm saying as long as the Iranian conflict could stay right here and oil stay at $80 a barrel, you might see these numbers move right back down in line where Federal Reserve is really not going to do anything. And that's my projections so far. So let's go back to the chart. We have a negative 0.6. Again, we need this to move one way or another at least 10 points up there. So if we have a red minus 6, rates aren't really going to do anything. So rates right now are 6.76. If you want to check rates out, you can go to our website as well. But go down below. We have the command center right through here. This is for realtors and those brokers out there, those mortgage brokers. This gives you all the stuff that you need. It's going to give you all the rates that you track on a daily basis. It's going to give you all the tools that go right through here that control interest rates, that's a 10-year treasury, as well the MBS market, that chart we go over each day. It's going to give you the most important news of the day right through here. Over through here, it's going to give you the trend of the day based on the news that we're getting. Then it's going to give you my podcast of the day, our blog for the day. We just added that. And then down through here, it'll give you the predictions market of what in the heck is the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting. So hopefully now, if you're a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, loan officer, got you enough tools here to figure out and understand exactly what in the heck goes on with these each day, and really what controls them, because that's the most important thing. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'm saying rates are going to stabilize today. It's going to wait for tomorrow's numbers. These ADP payroll numbers don't look very good. So take care. Have a good afternoon. I'll see you back here at the opening bell tomorrow to let you know what in the world goes on with those tomorrow after those CPI numbers. Stay tuned. See you then. Bye-bye.